This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:08 and it is Monday. Yes. Yuzi. Yeah. Getting your face on for the big meeting? She's getting all her makeup on.
What?
In there.
We have a meeting?
Yeah.
No, it's just a little shiny.
Oh. You look good in your little red plunging neckline over there.
Hey, check me out.
That's Facebook Live, everybody.
Facebook Live. That's right. That's where we are this morning. Sarah and Vinny. Oh,
my
Facebook
shoulders.
Page. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, boy, the tongue action.
Oh, yeah.
That was surprising.
That's odd, huh?
Unexpected.
Not.
Hey, so right now, because it's 9 o'clock, we always do something fun at 9. We want to get you in on the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort. Halloween time is back.
Yeah. Jane was there all weekend.
Oh, I saw pictures.
She did some great pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was at Disneyland all weekend.
Very creative.
Mm-hmm. Had a time of her life.
So it runs through October 31st. And if you're calling number 97 right now at 800-400-3697, you instantly win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. It's awesome. It's a great prize. Winnings all day, 9, noon, and 5. We'll be looking for calling number 97. Our new intern, Anthony, one of our new fall interns, is getting the phones. Be nice to him. I think this is only his second 97th caller thing he's had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a very nice boy.
He is.
Big smile on his face. Don't make it go away.
Mm-mm.
Don't make him cry.
Keep him happy. Yeah, use it. Don't make him cry.
You know, I knew it was going to go back to me.
He's like, all right, I'll try.
Our text number is the same number you're calling right now to get hooked up with those Disney passes. Or it is Disney, right?
Yep, Disney. Yeah.
800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say, and then we have to run off to a Monday meeting.
The best kind.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Could this day get better?
Monday meeting? What?
If only something else we have to do. It would be great. Just load it up.
It's like our first one this year, you guys.
I know.
Oh, listen.
We're just bitches. What can we say?
I love our boss. I mean, he's really good to us
exactly.
In that way. But, you know, still, it's Monday morning.
Yep.
Meeting.
Yay!
And then they're like...
He's standing right there.
Is he? Yeah. I'm like... It kind of, there's a little out there in the message about how you may not, you don't have to go if you can't make it.
He's doing the finger wave.
And I'm like, oh, well, then I'm out. Sarah's like, you.
I was not. I said you could go. Yuzi's the one who said you have to go.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to go and you guys aren't going to go?
I was going to go. I was always
going
to go.
You're not going.
I'm going. I said, well, you know, Vinny's, you know, he's got the kids and 2 hours to drive. And
it's the first I'm hearing of this meeting here.
What?
Oh, my God, you're going too.
That's ridiculous. Right,
every single one of you on this morning show is going to that meeting.
Yeah, we can't wait. Why is everyone acting like we don't want to go?
Because you're a little.
What?
Bee.
Huh?
Morning, guys. My brother-in-law, who lives in Brooklyn, flew out for one night just to see Metallica and the Symphony and flew back this morning.
Oh, boy. Oh.
He has a 4-month-old and a 2-year-old. Needless to say, his wife wasn't ecstatic that he left her to go to the other
hours.
End of the country for a concert.
Mm.
I should have done this story in the news. The long delays at the airport right now may have him actually still sitting in the airport.
Right. They're paving one of the main runways.
Exactly.
The main runway.
It's supposed to last for 20 days or so. It's like a $6.2 million
project.
They
got to do it. They have to do it. Can't have potholes on your runway.
I think, Vinny, I think the number was 420. I remember that for some reason. Yeah. 420 flights were canceled.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Wow.
And all the doobie weed people went.
What's on it?
That's just another sign, man.
Mm-hmm. 408 says, get in your van with your pants. LOL. So funny. So funny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here's one I can't get enough of. If everyone could please send me this text.
All right.
Because I cannot get enough of them. Hey, Vinny, I just saw Hamilton yesterday. 4 tickets, 50 feet from the stage, $800 total.
Yeah.
They don't have "in your face" written here, but clearly they're sending that right into my face.
Do it to yourself. It's true. And that's what really hurts.
You guys are killing it today. Snort laughing on the ferry.
Oh, all right. Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Probably means you're mean just like Sarah, though, so you might want to look in the mirror and think about that, your meanness.
Who, me?
Yeah, no, her, the person, or
oh,
him,
no,
the
no,
person
please.
Snort
Vinny,
laughing.
Please, it's all in good fun.
Come
all
on.
In good fun.
Sure. Yeah,
just buck up, Buttercup.
Right. Oh, my God. Until you're on the other end of it.
Listen.
Oh.
The thing is, I know I will be at some point, so I try to get mine while the getting's good.
Okay.
I think we've all been the victim of this show from time to time.
Kick him again. He's down.
Get him!
Hi, Alice family. I remember last Friday you talked about Kris Kristofferson. That's right. He was in the megastar band, the Highwaymen?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what you said. Yeah,
the super country group. Super group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the new album was from
the High Women.
The High Women, right. Anyway, you talked about Kris Kristofferson. I went to an indie wrestling show that night and learned that his son is a wrestler named War Pig Jody. War Pig Jody.
Huh. And was Kris Kristofferson there cheering his son War Pig Jody on?
Doesn't he have dementia?
Kris Kristofferson?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He does have that. And they were saying that they have to put up screens with the words of his songs because he can't remember his songs.
Oh, that sucks.
He's like 83, but he's still doing shows.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it time?
Well,
that's what
you
love
doing. Not if he needs
doing,
the money.
Right?
Yes. I bet it's money related.
Maybe.
See what he's worth.
Or it's just that
he can't stop.
Yeah.
Some people, yeah, they just love to perform.
Yeah.
Sadly, Mickey may win Big Brother, says 925.
He's probably going to. If he makes it to the end, he's got a damn good shot because people in the jury house have to look at the game he's played against anyone else in there, really. Maybe Cliff. Cliff, I think, might have a chance. And Tommy, if Tommy
can
make it.
I'd vote for Cliff.
Yeah, I think Cliff has goodwill going for him and has played hard when he's needed to and pulled stuff out. Like, he's got a shot, but no one else. Like, I think he wins against Holly. Although, again, it's the goodwill thing. It depends on how people feel about him. He's really been a douche.
Kris doesn't need the money.
No, good.
$160 million.
Oh, thankfully.
Wow,
that's good.
Holy,
that's good to hear. Oh,
Alzheimer's,
War Pig Jody here,
or some type of dementia is what.
Wow, that's Kris Kristofferson's kid.
Whoa,
he looks like that's like the right name. He even has tusks, for God's sake.
Those must be his mom's teeth, because I don't... Yeah. Kris doesn't have those.
I think he should get those filed down. Those
probably.
Are, you can put an eye out with those.
It's like he's got bulldog-itis or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
Vinny is the epitome of stereotypical 50s guy.
Why? What does that mean?
No, I'm not.
What, with your van and your elastic pants?
That's like 30-year-old guy. I'm like way late to the party, aren't I?
Well, it's
are a lot of
pants.
People doing it
the
late?
Pants
the pants.
Are
what are the pants? The pants aren't a problem. They're fine.
Okay. No, you're right. They're not a problem. They're comfortable.
Right. Yeah. 650 says, "What the is wrong with you, Sarah? No warnings about cigarettes. They're all over the place. Printed on the cig package itself. There's an entire society called the National Cancer Society."
Yeah. Here's the thing. The CDC isn't coming out saying everyone should quit smoking right now. I guess that message is just too old. So we got to take the thing that's, you know, hurting 400 people and just totally ignore the thing that's killing 500,000 people a year or more. I don't know. It just feels misplaced to me. Like, give warnings. But stop with this. Stop selling those right away. It just annoys me. But you're right. I'm wrong. You are right. I get it. There are warnings. I choose to ignore the warnings about the e-cigs.
Well, since she said you're right, I don't have to read the rest of your text. You won.
You won. You win. You are right.
I was going to read it, but I realized she says you're right.
I don't want to listen to it.
There you go. Cara Delevingne is in Carnival Row.
Yeah, that's
good series
it.
From Amazon Prime Video.
It looks good. And she's a terrible actress, and actually some of the clips I saw, I was like, oh, that didn't look terrible. Maybe I'll check that out.
Sarah, just quit being nicotine's bitch and stop it all. Maybe they're trying to stop the vaping since the cig old fogies are a loss.
Yep, maybe. It's, you know, if I could stop being nicotine's bitch, I would. But every time I quit, I head back.
You quit for so long at one point.
Well, I was having kids.
And so that just was black and white. You knew you couldn't, so you didn't.
So I didn't. And then I slowly went back on. But I thought about it every single day. Yeah, I should quit. You're 100% right. I am a weak, spineless jellyfish.
Thoughtless, rude,
little pig. Yeah. Thank you, Alec. That's it. I feel all ranted out.
Are you sure?
I don't know. You never know. Let's see what the next one's about. People attacking.
Give her something else, man.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, just so you know. You'd like these pants. If you put these pants on, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Vinny, relax about the pants. I already said that the pants are fine. They're great. They're the best. They're like the best pants ever.
You can't rant like that and take it back in 2 seconds.
I just said it. I haven't said anything disparaging about the pants. Get your pants. Pull your pants up. It's fine. You don't have to worry about the zipper.
Spit my coffee laughing at Vinny's grandpa pants. Say it ain't so.
That's a texture. I didn't say they were grandpa pants. I said they were the best pants I've ever seen, ever. Your ass looks great in them. They look super cozy. Like, those are the kind of pants I would put on to hang around the house. It's nice.
Yep.
It's a good pants. Solid pair of pants, man.
And did you go to Metallica with the SF Symphony at the Chase Center? It was incredible. No, I did not. I got into bed special
early. You should have just gone. You were up late enough.
And was as careful as possible without a bunch of input. I was, even my family participated and like stayed away. And then I didn't sleep a lick.
I'm so sorry.
That's just Sundays. It's always the way.
Yeah. They're hard. Mine wasn't hard last night, unbelievably.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't either. It was something, I was in sleep mode.
Because you didn't sleep enough. Nights before.
I swear to God, sometimes the more you sleep, the more sleep you need. You know how it's almost like a... But it was great. What a great weekend of sleep I had.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you needed it.
Clearly.
Antonio Brown isn't a Raider anymore. No, he will not be taking the field tonight with the Raiders. He's been cut and then signed by Sarah's team, the New England Patriots.
It's not my team.
I have to believe John must have played a key role.
He's been keeping a careful eye on the situation.
Recruiting.
Swooped right in to grab him as soon as he saw the video posted. It was funny, though. He comes running into me. Like, oh, did you see this? I'm like, no, why would I see that? It's Antonio Brown yelling, I'm free, running around his backyard. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Does John believe he'll fit right in?
He thinks, the talk, of course, was very serious about AB. That's what we call him at the house over the weekend. The Patriots way, he's going to have to fit himself in there, you know? There's no messing around. There's no room for showboaters. So we'll see. Tom Brady's in, though. 1,000,000%, I think, is what he said. I love that guy. I can't wait. I need someone to catch my crazy passes.
I watch the roast, Vinny. They're very funny. I love Alec Baldwin and plan to watch it, says another. People love the roast.
Yeah.
I have to admire Alec for showing up for it. No, you don't. He's getting paid to be there, right?
I have no idea.
It's a TV show. He must be getting paid for it.
I guess.
Why else would he do it?
PR. Yeah, PR is the only thing I can think of.
But still, he's working. Yeah. He's a union guy. They have to pay him.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I'm sure everyone who's on the show gets paid. Probably not. I bet that's not a motivator. Like, I don't know what he's worth, but what can they possibly pay him? If money was the only motivation, I just don't know if they could afford it. You know what I mean? Like, what would you have to pay Alec Baldwin to get him to say, all right, I'll come and you guys can take a poop on me? There has to be another reason. It has to be a promotional thing.
Well, I think
thing.
It's that PR thing, yeah. Right? Ha! Vinny, that's funny. I caught 10 minutes of Trading Places this weekend. The train scene. I forgot they paint Dan Aykroyd in blackface. Yikes. Yeah, you know, I didn't even get to that point. We turned it off and went to bed, but... It was, and I'm not even PC. That stuff doesn't bother me. But because I'm in the media, I absolutely am sensitive to it. And the first 40 minutes had stuff where I went, whoa, you wouldn't be putting that in a script
today. You
wouldn't,
right?
Not even if it's rated R, you just wouldn't put it in there. Kanye did those church things at Coachella. as well.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, we heard that.
He's amazing. So close to God.
Are you guys talking about the miniseries starring Tim Curry, the It movie? Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Was he the clown? Was Tim Curry
I think
the clown?
Tim Curry was the clown. Yeah.
Was he it? You're it.
Sky Miller.
Oh, Sky Miller.
Mm-hmm. Use that stripper name? LOL. No, like it's her Sky DJ Miller. Name. It's her rock show DJ name, Sky Miller. How'd you come up with that?
She said it was a phone book.
Yeah.
You just pulled names from the phone?
Well, the Miller came from a phone book. My boss opened up, the PD opened up a phone book and went, dink. We looked at it. Miller. Okay.
Sky Miller.
Sky is because that was my camp counselor name. I was up in the air with my brother flying over to Oregon to be a camp counselor for kids. And we all needed a name. So I was just looking out, you know, at the sky. And I went, oh, I'll be Sky.
Oh, my God. Did you used to say it's Miller time?
Sure I did.
Oh, great. Of course you did. It was a rock station. Hey, everybody. It's Miller time. That's Sky Miller time. And now it's time for Yuzi to walk the post.
Do it, girl. Yuzi.
How much time do I have?
I don't know. Yeah, like 10 more
28
seconds. Oh, boy.
Start it over.
No.
20 seconds?
Let's see. Let me tell you.
What are you going to talk about for 20 seconds?
30
Anything.
Seconds.
Let me do, maybe I'll do a contest here.
All right, great.
You know, there's a start button on your board. You can time it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? Here we go.
Wait.
It's Miller time, everybody.
What station were you on? Do you know?
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
What's up, Visalia? Sky Miller here with you at your middays. Gonna rock you out with some AC/DC coming up. We got tickets for AC/DC coming to the No Fresno. Here we go. Let's do it. Classic rock. K100. Check it out.
Still 6 seconds left.
Oh, 6 more seconds.
I didn't have it.
And here we go.
Yeah.
It's Miller time. Oh my God. That's awesome. She's a good rock DJ.
I love doing rock.
DJ stuff.
I love doing that rock station. It was so fun. Stop by sale, yeah! Yeah. Like, the hip-hop was cool, but it wasn't really my bag.
Yeah.
So it was
Papa's just... got a brand new bag. You've always been a rock girl.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Anyway, that's all for the text, everyone.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye, and then out to the meeting.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, boy, this week is off to a great start.
Sure
Monday,
is.
Oh, how we love you. Just embrace it. It's amazing. Yeah. So this week,
Go on. Hi.
This week, at the end of the week, Friday the 13th, Madonna tickets. We were talking about how she's got a couple shows coming up.
And a special appearance by Sarah Clark at the Shoreline on Friday the
13th. Yes, Friday night. I'm going to go see Cake. And Ben Folds, and we'll have those tickets all week too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big week. Oh, it's gonna be great. Plus, a couple episodes of Big Brother.
I swear, it's so fun knowing you're gonna be out.
I know. I'm actually all I can think of is like I want to go see those bands. I really do love them. All I can think about is why would I go through the city at rush hour?
Because you want to see those bands. That's why.
I guess. So.
That's why you do it.
Hooman's already texting me restaurants and stuff to go to.
Oh, well, there's tons of good spots there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But
have the kids been there to that venue?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, they haven't?
I haven't been to Shoreline in
it's a good
years.
Spot.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
I like it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was out, I guess that would have been on Saturday, and I was at the Stanford Mall, and we ate at this place I really like, and of course it's the four of us.
True Food.
So it's a S show.
Oh, right,
you know,
the baby.
Yeah. It's in and out of the stroller, and then the other one's upside down. Then her face gets stepped on. Then she's like, she stepped on my face. And we're just like, oh, my God, this is such a nightmare.
She get your face out from under her feet.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Well, yeah, where are you laying like that? That's why she stepped on your face. Yeah. Anyway.
You did that to yourself.
This whole thing is happening, and there's a table near us, and they're looking over and they're laughing and I figure it's the baby, and then we finally get in and they're looking at the baby and I'm like, of course people like to look at babies. Mm-hmm. So we leave and we're walking out into the mall area, and one of the ladies comes running up with a sippy cup that we'd left behind. Oh. You guys, here's your sippy cup. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And she, just really nice lady. And then right before she turns to walk away, she goes, big fan. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yay. That's nice.
Of that show you just saw in there.
Yeah, I enjoyed the child show that you put on. Big fan.
That's because she stepped on my face.
Vinny in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Anyway, hi to the nice lady. I didn't even get her name because we were
under your children.
You're right. Mm. But very nice. Always, that's all, like, I never get tired of hearing that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it really makes you grateful for this job and for what we, the community we have.
We are lucky people.
Right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that even luckier, it's Monday. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, my God, we have the whole week in front of us.
So, I want to go to a meeting, guys.
Oh, my God, let's go. I can't wait. I love meetings so much. All right, have a good one. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Al's is open for business all day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.